Yo, Chuck, where you at, G? I think he went upstairs, you know.
Over a furious mixture of noise, what Public Enemy producer Hank Shockley calls music's worst nightmare.
Hey, he's a good kid.
Rising up in a belt, Strong Island, New York, the hood, in case you did not know my face. There was a ball player who had all the skills with the bill to pay the paper, plus all the bills. Mick, his first name, Mac, the awesome game, practice in the heat, in the rain, the impact. Mick so quick at 6'6", down to be picked by anyone but the Celtics. Oh, what a handle could score from the floor with people banging on him, or even hanging on him. But what he did best above all the rest was
a player that can leap with the best of them.
As a high school phenom,
this Skywalker himself.
I felt he could do to make this an effective basketball team.
Grades 9 and 10, Mick and Mac were sold that money class. His ass sat way in the back. How I know? Cause I know I used to blow with the bro. He didn't mind, I used to read him his own headlines. Cause he could not read him in school. Wouldn't need him if the lines wouldn't have went like this. Mickey Mac jumped over the candlestick. His stack was his stats, but his D was still whack. Grades 11 and 12, he found the wrong clientele and all. During class, he would dribble in the hall. But never got in trouble in school, but the trouble was it was cool if your brain was just another bubble. As long as you could score 52, get 33 rebounds. Around teams lost to him, it went right through him. Division, county, state, last three count 'em. Championships for a small town bro that's bound to go pro. SATs didn't matter cause he was all that. You know the pat on the back. He was always in the news. You gotta know what it means. It means revenue. And I'm telling you, I saw cars and G's come to our school. Please approach hell with the principal. Where's the coach with the cars? 4 years with a scholarship and won a championship. But when it came to his life, he didn't care, cause he took it to the air. Again, when Mickey Mac fell, hell ripped his knee, drafted last by personnel. Oh, how he loved the game. It was fantastic until he was cut and couldn't stick. Times got tighter and tighter. He had an attitude, was rude, so he turned into a fighter. School wouldn't give him the job that he needed. Assistant to the assistant coach, they didn't need it. Then he resorted to a stick-up kid, ski mask and gat. But this game he wasn't good at. And the drugs on the side, police ambushes ride. Another homicide. He was over a ghost, you know. Hometown hero, but now a zero. To those hypocrites who ripped them blind for skills without the will to develop his mind. Forever in the news, the community views him only as a hoodlum.
I don't understand it. The kid could have been another Jordan.